coming to you from New York City. Bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Yeah. Aba, wala na tayong ano ha? Wala na tayong hindi tayo pixelate ha? Para ay ayan, speaking of that, nagpixelate naman point. Ako. Oo nga, parang na nagpixelate ng konti si J-Cass. Oh, anyways, kumusta po kayong lahat? Kumusta ka na, J-Cass?
Ay, masayang masaya dahil po galing ako sa speed dating.
Kumusta ang speed dating last night?
Oh my God, it's my first time and nakaka-nervyo siya. Buti, meron ko, meron akong kaibigan na kasama. It was really fun. There's actually like 40 to 50 people. And
oh, wow.
I close up to 28. At ang naani ko, so bakla, yung bibig ko. I have never said the word podcast in my life so many times.
Oh my God!
tapos, ang naani ko naman ay apat. Ayan. Pero,
okay, at least may nakuha ang apat.
Email at tumpakan sa website at isa pa lang ang sumagot, hindi ko masyado bet.
Oh my God.
Ganyan pero talaga wait, ang buhay, tignan natin kung ano pa mangyayari.
Pero wait, sa ganun ba pagka, ano, pagka speed dating? So, yung 28 na yon, so you
na
can get
ko.
Na nakausap mo, you can get their number, walang ganon, walang
apparently, wala namang rule. So, meron ako talagang binabalik-balikan kasi ano, talagang super fun siya, nakakatawa, and I see other people and guys too na natutuwa sa kanya. Sabi ko parang front runner to ha. Tapos parang kunwari sinabi ko lang na sabi ko, How is this gonna be later? Sabi niya, I don't know. Oh, okay, maybe I can get your number. Tapos, tumawa lang siya. Parang dinedman niya.
Okay.
So, ang kontakan nga is, if they like me, I will see their email and vice versa. Then we can send emails to each other.
Okay. Akala ko, pwede mo nang i-take home after eh. pwede na i-take home.
It's really weird and really fun at the same time.
Okay.
What surprised me most is I got to talk to people that I don't normally talk to. And then yes. I'm surprised that, oh, we have a connection, you know?
Oh my God, yes. So hopefully, J-Cass, alam mo, you'll find your true love very soon. And ako naman, of course, syempre.
Congratulations!
I know, salamat.
But you know what? We're so also excited because you got a big rock.
I know. From direct. Okay lang. Parang, oo nga, from direct. Oo,
pero parang mahal niyan, girl, ilang karat yan?
Two and a half.
Kung mahal, girl, parang naghirap si direct. Pero parang high price na madami.
Nananaba pa din siya. Hindi lahat ng naghikahos.
So anyways. Ang usapan natin.
Oo nga, no? So anyways, ako magkwentuhan na tayo. Teka, excited na ako ngayong araw na to kasi ang aming special guest is ako naman, ano kaibigan to ng aming ng over a glass or pasensya na. Naghahang pa rin ako hanggang
kwentuhan
ha. Okay, mamaya na yan. Kwentuhan lang ha, kasi talagang pagod dahil hindi ako kumain ng lunch. As in, ang first meal ko the whole day is just dinner. As in, 9 a.m, sunod-sunod ng meetings ko, back-to-back, and oh my God, pag-uwi, gigil naman, we need to, alam mo yung may storyboard kami, we have a new project, and then podcast. At sabi ko, oh, Diyos ko, Lord, ano ba to? Sana yumaman na tayo. So, may ganun eh, no? So, anyways, ganun talaga. Kung walang tiyaga, walang nilaga. Ayan. So, sige, i-introduce ko na ang ating special guest for this morning. I'm sure excited na po kayong lahat kasi na-miss niyo for sure to, no? Dahil isa to sa pinakamagandang mukha sa Philippine show business, right? Yeah. O sige, introduce ko na po. Undoubtedly one of the best faces that grace Philippine show business is how we best describe our special guest for this morning. She has starred in several movies like Pedrito Masangkay, Walang Bakas ng Iniwan, Pro Boys, and Anak ng Pasig, to name a few. She's now living her best life here in the United States with her handsome husband. And of course, yung napaka-cute niyang baby na si Sloan. My God, ang sarap kurutin. Sana magkaroon pa ng next two babies, no? While touring around the world and joining international marathons. Let's catch up with her and find out what is she up lately. Guys, please welcome the beautiful, as always, Miss Beth Tamayo!
Guys, kamusta?
Okay lang. Grabe, ang ganda mo pa rin, Beth.
Ikaw naman, kamusta ka dyan?
Okay naman.
Beth, bago tayo mag-umpisa at magkwentuhan, would you like to say hi sa lahat ng mga fans mo all over the world, especially sa mga taga TFC, FIE Channel, I1TFC, Jeepney TV, Facebook, YouTube, lahat na. Go!
O kayo, magandang umaga, hapon, tanghali, gabi. Thank you so much sa mga nag-tuning ngayon. Thank you very much po. And I hope that you will enjoy our chat ngayon. Of course, with Jesse and J-Cast.
Grabe.
Tingla ako dito eh.
Oo nga. Sabi ka talaga. Pero alam mo, Beth, nagugulat ako. Bakit timeless? Ang ganda mo pa rin. Oh, anong secret mo? Anong ginagawa mo? Like, what do you... Teka nga, direct na naman, bago, kinat na naman ako, mag-picture daw muna tayo bago mo ikwento yan. Nakalimutan. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Tapos, kailangan ka naming i-welcome. So, my God, namaligtad. Okay, ito na po. Sasabayan ng Pilipinas po. At sa aming dearest USA, guys, let's all welcome ang napakagandang Miss Beth Tamayo. Welcome to... Over a glass or two.
Yes, guys.
Cheers. Oh, ayan. Ito yung totoong picture. Oh, ayan. Sige, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan. So, parang nakalimutan po namin. Hindi nangyari yung una-una. So, anyways, excited kasi ako malaman yung secret ni Miss Beth Tamayo. Bakit? Oh, my God. Like, alam mo naman, 30s na tayo, di ba? Magpabata tayo.
Well, inyo, ha?
Yeah. Pero... What's your secret?
Wala, siguro. I mean, I do not really have like a strict regimen, like beauty regimen, except for not sleep, of course. Don't sleep with your makeup on. Never.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever do that? Okay. Kahit napagod na kayo, kahit lasing kayo or something. Ask somebody to take off your makeup because I know, I don't know. Even before, nung nag-artist, or I was very, active in show business nung nasa Manila pa ako. Kahit pagod na pagod ako, si mami, yung mami ko, nakahiga ako. Siya yung maglilinis ng mukha ko because she would not let me sleep with my makeup on. So kahit na nakaganyan ako, siya na lang yung naglilinis ng mukha ko. And she's always told me na, kasi mami ko hindi rin nagme-makeup eh. Kilay lang si mother tsaka red lipstick, that's it. Walang makeup at all. As in,
ilang oras yung sleep mo, girl? Kasi ako mga ano ngayon eh, mga 7 hours.
Okay yun.
Okay yan.
That's actually great. If ako swerte na ako if I could get a full 7 hours of sleep. Lately, I mean, I'm happy na if I get between 5 to 6 hours. It's different with a baby and also like, you know, you have a full-time job and a baby. Tapos, sinisingitan ko pa ng mga training. I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to run.
What?
Sumatakbo ko sa umaga, sa madaling araw, before work. So I go to work. I have to be in the office at a certain time. So I have to, like, get it the way. Tatakbo ko ng alas 4 ng madaling araw. I'll be finished in about an hour, hour and a half, depending on how long I have to run that day or what my training was asking for me. And then, yun, get ready for work, get ready for Sloan. Gisingin ko si Sloan ng 7 o'clock and 7 a.m. And then I take her to the daycare now. So that's what we do. Like, I drop her off sa daycare now. And then I drive to work. And then I start my day. And then I come back again. Kasi if I do it at nighttime, I've done it before. I'm not really a morning person. I'm a night owl, actually. I can stay up until, you know, hanggang anong oras or whatever. So before, what I was doing, I was running in the evening. Pag pinatulog ko na si Sloan, tapos na mag-dinner, I'll hop on the treadmill ng mga 9 o'clock ng gabi. Minsan, I had a late, super late night. I was running at 11 o'clock in the evening. Matapos na yata ako mga 12:30 ng madaling araw. So it's not okay because you're so pumped up, diba? Gising na gising ka kasi mabuk ka ng ilang miles eh.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, paano naman ako matutulog?
Yes.
What I do is just like, I just go through my inbox at work and try to like respond to like emails supposedly for the next day. So kind of like starting my day around that time. Actually, I have colleagues because we're a global company. So I have colleagues in London. So I'm responding to their emails and they were like, why are you responding to our emails? You know what time it is? It's like 1:30 in the morning. I was like, well, I just ran like this much and I can't go to sleep. So, you know, might as well na mag-email na lang. I'll just try to do my work. Para during the day, pag nasa office na, konti na lang
gagawin mo. No?
Gagawin ko.
Bakit suddenly itong pagtakbo o marathon na napusuan mo ngayon?
I know, right? Well, actually, you know, I'm so happy to see a lot of Filipinos are into running. It's so nice. Like here in the Bay Area, we have a big group of Filipino runners. So there's a group called ERG, Pinoy Runners Group Bay Area. So it's Southern California. Marami, we're everywhere. It's global. There's PG in New York, there's New Jersey. There is in Guam, there's in Europe. So, ang nakakatuwa, if you go to like marathon destinations, let's say I go to London for the marathon, and then you meet all the other Filipino runners there. Pero nag-uusap-usap sa Facebook, magmi-meetups, nakakatuwa naman because you get to see other, and you get to meet other Filipino runners. Ako nag-start lang ako, kailan ba ako nag-start marathon? 2017. I'm actually a late bloomer. Oh, wow. 40 years old na ako nung start ako
mag-start ka? Wow.
But I started running.
Kaya pala mukha kang bata kasi 'di ba if you run a lot, sabi nila yung anong tawag doon yung sweat and ano and the
more and the endorphins as well. So you're
exactly.
Just happy ka lang kasi you know. And ako, I don't know.
Ako gusto ko kaya ako nagja-jog after ng work ko sa gabi mga 30 to 1 hour because of the endorphins. You feel good and you know I stay slim kahit pa paano kasi I have the fat gene pero it never occurred to me na gusto ko magmarathon yung matagal na tumatakbo yung mga ngalay na
kapo parang nakakapagod yun no?
Paano mo marathon wait tatakbo ako ng milya-milya
It's actually, so a full marathon is 42 kilometers, which is 26.2 miles. What? It's not an easy feat. I mean, I'm sure it's mahirap din siya. I mean, you have to do training. Running is all mental. Sometimes your body can still run, kaya pa niyang tumakbo, but your brain just tells you na, tama na, hindi mo na kaya or something. Well, that's why we always say running is mental. There's a lot of self-talking eh. Kakausapin mo talaga yung sarili mo na, okay, you got this. You know, you train for this one. It's okay. You got this. Yung ipapa-hype mo rin yung sarili mo. And then during the run, it's actually funny kasi lahat, ako for me, I always say that running for me is therapeutic in a way because it clears my head. Every time, like after a long day at work, or minsan you're stressed out about other things, personal things or whatever, parang it just melts away. Pag tumakbo ka, parang wala na lang. Yung view mo is like, kung saan ka tumatakbo, nagpi-people watching ka rin naman while you're running because you see
exactly.
And then if you're out in the trails, you see all, there's like birds and you, I don't usually put headphones. I try not to do headphones when I'm running so I can just like, you know, just kind of like
savor the moment, no?
Savor the moment, listen to the birds and the bees and literally, and just like, you know, and it's nice. It just really clears my head. Pagkatapos ko tumakbo, parang, oh, ang sarap ng pakiramdam ko. I don't feel anything. Parang feeling ko wala akong problema sa buhay. Although meron akong problema, pero it just makes you feel good. For me, that's how it is. So,
how many hours yung marathon na yan? Yung full and half marathon?
So for me, it depends. So minsan may mga marathons na they have a cut-off, kailangan matapos ka na in 6 hours or 7 hours.
Oh my
iba
God.
Minsan 8 hours. Like the New York Marathon, di ba minsan yung the last person to cross, gabi na. As in, ginabi na siya. It took them like 8+ hours or almost 9 hours yata kasi nilakad na nila yung last how many miles. But still, you know, there's still people from New York. New York is one of the best major marathons kasi it's like a big block party.
Oh, totoo yan. Yes, oo.
Simula sa Staten Island, going down to all the 5 boroughs, everyone's just like cheering you on. It's like a big block party.
So, hindi nila ititigil yan hanggat hindi nagka-cross yung last, hanggat hindi siya nagka-quit.
Yeah.
Hanggat pwede ka mag-quit? Pwede ka mag-quit?
Pwede ka mag-quit.
Kasi gutom ka na, naamoy may barbecue sa gilid.
Exactly. Pag-quit ka na lang talaga, hindi mo na kaya. You can. But syempre, pag nandun ka na and then you see other people na parang, no, you can't quit. Quitting is not an option. You gotta go. Kahit gapangin mo na siya, go. So, you know.
Wait, you can't eat? Well, of course you can't eat, no? You have just have to run. So and water.
Yeah, you can get water. There's always aid stations naman. Most of the big marathons, they always have aid stations everywhere. So you can have some water, electrolytes, and then may mga bananas, apples. Maraming nagbibigay ng pagkain. There's actually tons of volunteers who give away a lot of food. Dami.
Oh my God, ang galing pala ng ano, si Jekas nga, umpisahan. Si Jekas talaga. Nakalot.
Ako na naman tinuro mo. Kasama ka, girl. Tayo ang
pero ilang usually, ilang oras yan to ano? I mean, ilang months or weeks ang training nito? Let's say, so, Jekas and I will decide to, you know, start our first small marathon.
If you want to do a full marathon, which is the 26.2 miles, usually the training is from 16 to 18 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Ano yung mga 5 miles running lang? Pwede ba yun?
Yung mga 5 miles, let's say yung mga 5K. 5K is 3.1 miles. So 10K is 6.2. What's this? Yeah, there's tons of training plans online, yung from couch to 5K. As in, literally from your couch, na-decide mo lang na, maybe I should run a 5K, like a 3-mile run. There's training plans for that. Very low mileage lang. You will start from like jogging, and then time on your feet, magsa-start ka lang na 15 minutes muna, takbo ka ng 15 minutes. Tapos after nun, takbo ka ng mga 20 minutes. And then you kind of just like incrementally add time on your feet. Kasi it's, kailangan mong masanay to be on your feet for a long time if you wanna do a, you know, a endurance race, a full marathon. Kasi, like ako, I finish, most of my marathons are like between 4.5 hours to 4:45. Yun yung mga finish times ko. Which is actually good. I think, which is relatively
normal lang yun, yung 4.5 na tumatakbo.
No, merong mabilis. Less than 4 hours. Like,
so after that, so I guess you get self-satisfaction, bragging rights, medals, and what you said earlier, camaraderie.
Yeah.
Exactly, with a lot of people.
I'm not going to be biased, but the running community is the best community you'll ever have. And then the friends that you will get who are runners, oh, wait, because they're all positive people. Eh. They always just cheer you on. Yeah. And not just on races. They just cheer you on life. Kahit sa buhay mo lang.
Oh, wow.
Like whatever it is that you, I have like a group text with my runner friends. Like, you know, good morning, happy Monday, happy Thursday. Tapos minsan may mga, oh, ang sakit ng tuhod ko. I think I have an injury or whatever. Oh, girl, punta ka na sa chiropractor mo. Oh, cheering you on, ha? Punta ka na. Gusto mo bang ipag-drive kita? Everyone is just like super positive. Everyone is just like parang just, you know, always there for you. Yes. They will always be there for you no matter what. Hindi lang during races, but on anything and everything. Kaya sabi ko, runners are the best people that you could surround yourself with.
Oo nga. Paano yun? Kasi parang yung tama ka, positive, no? Oo.
Yung pagbabadminton mo, yun ang alam kong love mo dati.
Pati yun, di ba? Yes, badminton
you know,
din.
You know, I haven't been training because I don't have any race coming up right now. So wala akong training. And I was actually asking some people around here in our neighborhood, like, saan ba may badminton court dito? Kasi naghahanap ako ng badminton.
Badminton.
Because I miss it. I mean, for a while, I haven't played badminton in a while. So we found one. I think there's like 3 badminton courts around our area. Not really far, pa mga 10 minutes drive. Baka check namin ni Papa, ni Jowa. Maybe we'll go there.
Oo, bilib ako kasi ang galing nung ano yung discipline mo, no? Imagine mo 4 a.m. tapos you have a baby pa, tapos you have to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, parang di ko atakay yun, pero parang mind ano talaga, no? Mind over matter talaga siya, no?
Why when I crossed the finish line this last 3 marathons that I did postpartum. So my first marathon, I was like almost 8 months postpartum. It was Big Sur in 2022. And then I did Chicago Marathon last year in October. And then Tokyo, which was this year in March, nitong March. I always give myself a pat on the back. Kasi parang sinicheer ko na lang din yung sarili ko na, good job ka dyan! Good job ka dyan!
Yes.
Because a mother, like being a mom and training for a full marathon and carving the time to do that, and also doing all these things, making sure your baby's healthy and happy and all these things. Yeah. So, you know, it's like,
oh my God, okay.
prepping her dinner, prepping everything, and then just making sure the household is okay, you know? So, hindi naman to katulad sa atin sa Pilipinas na may mga katulong tayo who's gonna take care of everything. So, diba? So, I was so happy here.
Anyan.
Oh my
Tokyo.
God.
Sa Tokyo.
As one good thing is nakakapunta ka pa sa different countries.
Yeah.
And you meet people from different countries as well.
Exactly. So Dominic my pamangkin, Dom Roque was the one who took all of these pictures.
Ang guwapo ni Dom. Ha? Oh my gosh.
Ang guwapo. No.
This is the first time that he actually saw me race. So first time. And then after nung race, we were having drinks. Parang celebratory drinks. Afterwards, sabi niya, tsaka yung isang pamangkin ko si Jeff, silang dalawa, sabi niya, ate, grabe, no? Parang, what's our excuse? Kung sila, kayo, sabi niya, kung kayo, kaya nang tumakbo ng ganung kalayo. Kasi they've seen runners in all shapes and sizes and age. Minsan meron ng lulugulugo or like probably 80 years old or something.
And they're still running?
They're running. So he was, both of them were like, what's our excuse? I was like, exactly. What's your excuse? It's never.
What's our excuse, no?
Yeah, he's starting and he plays tennis also. And one of my friends, Jeff, sabi din niya, ate, I'm gonna visit you in November. Maybe we can run a half marathon together. Sabi ko, aba, may na-record ko na yung pamangkin ko. And now they're like starting to train and also, even si Bea, sabi rin ni Bea, ate, gusto ko rin parang dream ko rin yan, isa sa bucket list niya is to run a marathon. Sabi ko, sige, samahan kita. Sabi ko, ako pacer mo. Ako lang yung taga-cheer sa'yo. Samahan kita tumakbo side by side. I'll just cheer you on while running with you.
So, Sabi na dito ka na?
So sabi ko, you know, I'm always here to support any runner friend or any runner na.
O oh, sige. So we know na pagka mag-decide kami.
Mag-cheer ako.
Oo, tatawagan ka namin. Imagine mo sana na taga New York ka lang ulit, no? Oo nga. Teka nga pala, speaking of that, why did you move pala from New York? I mean, from, yeah, New York to California?
Well, for work. So my boss actually from New York. He's originally from here, from San Francisco.
Okay.
So he was on rotation in our office. So he was posted in New York for like 3 years. And then after natapos na yung rotation niya for 3 years, he was supposed to come back here in the Bay Area. And he was like, well, I want to take Beth with me because I'm his assistant. I'm his executive assistant. And usually relocation packages are not given to assistants, to any admin person. Usually they give it to executives, associates, and all. But my boss actually fought for me. Sabi niya, it's going to be cheaper to move Beth than find another one or whatever. And I like working with her. She knows me already and all these things. So I was the very first admin from our company who was relocated.
Wow.
And then my boss was like, you know what? If you're not happy here in 1 year, after 1 year, you can always go back to New York. So I had that kind of guarantee na kung di ako mag-enjoy dito sa San Francisco, then I can always go back to New York and support some people there. Eh, after naman in a year, parang Bay Area kind of like grew on me. Nung una parang sabi ko, oh my God, it's so boring here.
Boring. Yeah, compared to New York, yes.
From New York where everybody's like on the go, right?
Yeah. And
parang, you know, you text your friends out of the blue, hey, wanna have a drink? Out of 5 people that you texted, 2 of them or at least 3 of them will show up. Diba?
Ganun, yes.
But yes. Here in San Francisco, what I figured is like, you text people, magsischedule kayo mga 2 months in advance para magkita kayo for a drink.
Kaloka!
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. And then everyone else kasi parang, well, it's expensive in the city in San Francisco, right? So even my coworkers, na gusto kong, oh, you want to have, like, when I was still, you know, parang first few months, na parang, do you want to have a drink? Like, after work lang, you know, just have a nightcap or whatever. Everyone's hurrying up to go home kasi they don't live in San Francisco. It's either they have to take the ferry to go home because they're, like, probably, like, an hour and a half away. Or magka-Caltrain pa sila.
Yes.
So, alam mo yun, yung malayo talaga sila, nasa San Jose, nasa San Mateo, nasa San Rafael, or whatever. So, everywhere in the Bay Area. So, they're like, I'm sorry, we gotta go home. And so,
1 hour lang, 30 minutes lang.
Nasa city ka ngayon?
Hmm?
Nasa city ka naka-stay ngayon?
So, we're staying in Hayward, which is 25 minutes away from the city. So, still not bad, but so it's considered like East Bay, east of San Francisco. But yeah, yun lang yung parang everyone's just like
chill.
Yeah, chill. So I'm like, oh, I don't think I would be able to make it here in a year. And then, tsaka na lang siguro pumasok because at that time when I first relocated here, so we had corporate housing. Yung corporate housing namin was along the water in Embarcadero. So I go down there. I see a lot of people running. Daming tumatakbo, naglalakad, nagbabike, nagaganyan. So, alam mo yun, kaya sabi ko, and the weather here in the Bay Area or in San Francisco, kasi parang all year round maganda. It's always in the 50s, 60s. Tapos kapag summer, oh sige, iinit ng bongga, pero parang all year round, it's really like this. It's not very crazy like New York.
Yes.
Extreme na nainit or extreme na lamig.
Malamig, yes.
So, sakto lang din siya. So, I thought about it. Sabi ko, kaya pala maraming tao was doing like outdoor activities. They're biking, they're running, they're like power walking. Kasi nga, all year round, gano'n, maganda mag-train.
The weather is inviting,
basically. Exactly. Yeah.
Hindi mo nami-miss ang snow.
Actually, minsan nami-miss ko siya. Alam mo, maganda yung unang bagsak na.
Bagsak. Tapos pag tumagal na, ano ba yan? Ang dumi-dumi.
Four seasons.
Pero hindi mo nami-miss ang New York? Like, you know, maybe one of these days you guys will come back? I mean, we'll
relocate here. You know, I always, so every year, I always find a reason to go back to New York. Birthday ni ganito, binyag ni ganyan. Go, pupunta ako. Kaya, like, nung November that I was there last year, I wasn't running the race, but I know two friends who were running the marathon, the New York Marathon. So,
okay.
I'll fly and cheer you guys on. So, fly ako dyan. You know, I always find reasons to go home. I always call naman New York my second home. So I'll, at least in a year, I'll go like minimum 2, max 4 times a year. I mean, Sloan's, can you imagine, Sloan's first trip is New York.
Oh, ayan na. Next na punta mo ng New York, ha? Kailangan nating mag-meet. Hindi marathon, pero iinom tayo.
We'll cheer you on and then we'll have cocktails later.
Exactly. Exactly. Ganun na lang, no? Grabe. Pero wait, aside from, okay, New York, what about acting? Kasi napakagaling mong artista and then you stop. Wait, kailan ka nag-move pala dito sa, ano, sa US?
So I moved 2009.
Oh my God, di ba yun yung peak ng career mo?
Well, actually, nag-peak naman. Ang peak ko, 98, 99, 2000, hanggang 2006, 7. Well, I got married. My first marriage was 2000. Kailan ba ako kinasal? My God, nakalimutan ko na yung first ko.
Yeah, mo ex na yun eh. Pero oo, something like that. Yes.
Yeah, so the late 90s and then the early 2000s was like my heydays.
Okay.
As in, you know, movies left and right, TV shows here, endorsements, and then mga rocket shows, you know, shows, provincial shows and all these things. Yeah, and then I met my husband and then naglaylo na rin naman ako since then. Kasi parang most of the offers at that time was like, mga sexy roles na.
Oh yeah, mga ST Queen, yun yung time na yun, di ba? Oo.
So, nung time naman, parang sabi ko, hindi naman ako. I mean, I'm not like, I don't see myself as like that na, I mean, no offense to kahit na sexy before.
Exactly.
I'm just not really comfortable. Like, I don't even see myself sexy. Alam mo yun? Yung, kung ako nga, hindi ko mapaniwala yung sarili kong sexy.
Oh, tas,
ano ko mapaniwala lahat?
Pero maraming offer.
Maraming offer na. For sure.
Meron mga gusto magsugal ng mga producers and I don't know. I talked to somebody about this na parang there was never a time in my life na I knew I was gonna make it to a certain level pero hindi ko pinush kasi parang sabi ko, I don't know if I don't believe in myself enough. Kasi diba, like my best friend Julian Santos.
Exactly.
I will never be able or kahit na anong gawin ko, hindi kami magiging magka-level. I'll always be her support, which is fine. Ako yung kontrabida niya sa soap opera na before. Pero yung mga ka-level niya, like sila nila Claudine, di ba? Sila yung mga magkakasabay. Claudine Barreto, siya. Ang mga ka-level ko at that time, parang mga Angelo De Leon. Tapos
yes.
Ako.
Yes.
Sunshine Cruz.
Yes.
Sino pa ba? Yun yung mga kasabayan ko eh. So, si Sunshine nag-launch. Like, you know, because she was nag-sexy din kasi siya. Mm-hmm. She was given a launching movie and all these things. I was being offered to be launched. Pero yun nga, I don't have that self-confidence that I can carry a movie. Yung tipong yung kaya ko mag-solo. I guess maybe because I'm also like, atakot din ako na mag-flop yung pelikula.
Oh,
and
okay.
It will hit me back na parang, syempre mas mag-disappoint lang ako na hindi kumita yung pelikula. Mag-disappoint yung producer ko or all of this. And kumbaga, bago pa dumating sa point na yun, inunahan ko na parang, I don't think I'm in that level. And people were like, why don't you believe in yourself? Bakit hindi ka naniniwala sa sarili mo na you can do it or whatever? Sabi ko, I don't know. I guess because by nature, I also don't like disappointing people. You know? My teacher, I'm like that. Like, I'm always a people pleaser. I mean, that's why, baby, because that's my job. I'm an executive assistant. I make people's lives easy.
Exactly.
You know, making sure that they get from point A to point B seamlessly.
Exactly.
So, I've always been para akong, I'm a concierge. I'm also like, you know, a people pleaser, entertainer, and all these things. Pero, and I don't, you know, I don't like disappointing people. I don't like, so siguro at that time, nung kasagsagan ko sa pelikula, I was always, okay na ako na leading lady ako. Kumbaga, parang bida pa rin naman yun. Pero,
exactly. Oh,
leading lady nga lang, pero hindi ikaw yung nagdala ng pelikula kasi hindi ka naman action star. You know, hindi.
Oh, exactly. Pero nung time na yun, sobrang, ano ha, sobrang, parang, for a leading lady, usually hindi naman mas, napapansin, pero yung name mo talaga is naging malaking-malaki. Diba? Nung, parang, during that time.
I don't know. I guess I was lucky because most of the movies that I made, kahit na mga baguhan yung artista, like Michael Rivero. No one actually knew Michael Rivero, which is the son of Dante Rivero. He did some action movies and all these things. Like, then nagsistart din si John Regala, and then si Ian Veneracion, nag-action. So most of the movies that we did together actually made good in the box office. So parang,
okay.
Na pangalanan ako or de, na parang lucky charm ng mga action star. Na parang, oh, swerte pag si Beth ang ano, pag si Beth ang leading lady, kumikita yung pelikula.
Wow.
Parang naging lucky charm. That's why I guess kahit si Tito Eddie Garcia, sila Ricky Dava, yung pelikula mga ginawa namin before, Raymar Santiago. So, and even comedy movie, like si Bitoy, si Michael V, yung first.
Oh yeah, oh, yeah. Remember that, yeah.
Yung launching ni Michael V na Rubber Man sa Octo Arts, those were our movies na that made so much money. So, you know, sabi nila, sa mga baguhan, sabi niya, si Beth magaling, ano, siguro parang good karma daw kasi. I don't know.
Wow. Pero wait, so,
ano na, curious na ako kasi bago tayo mag-move on, balik tayo dun sa pagla-launch din sa Sexy Hat. I'm really curious lang ha. Kasama ba yung, nauso ba yung sa kapanahunan mo yung kasama sa package yung ilalaunch ka, aayusin lahat? Pati yung pagpapalaki ng mga papaya kung kailangan mo yun.
Papaya? Tama? Kasama?
Open din sa'yo na ganun?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Kumbaga, they have to, like sabi mo nga, di ba, you have to do the whole package. Eh, na parang, hindi lang naman mukha or hindi, parang, oh, palaki natin yung buba. Hindi, di ba? Iba, palaki natin.
Oo, oh, exactly. Palaki ng puwet. Oo. Oh,
yeah, oo. Oh. And, kailangan mo talagang gawin yun. And, tapos yung mga pictorial mo na see-through na t-shirt. Di ba yung mga parang,
oo, oh, yung mga ganun.
True. Mga wet look, oo. Oh.
Mga wet look.
Exactly. Kasi, even at that time, Mother Lily was offering 14 ni Dina Bonnivy with me. Parang i-remake yung 14 ni Dina Bonnivy. And at that time, si Dina, parang sexy rin yun. And ganun din, meron siyang parang wet look na scene or something. Because at that time, when I was much younger also, they were saying that I look like Dina, ni Miss Dina.
Actually, yes, oh, yes. Oh.
Hindi kami ni Miss Dina. So, sabi ni Mother Lily, sige na, gawin na natin yung remake ng 14. I think I was only, at the time when they were asking me to do it, I was already about 18, 19 years old. Hindi ako 14, but I mean, I...
yes, but you look 14, oh, during that time.
But, sorry, no. I was in college, I was in USD, which is like a very, you know...
reputable na university, tapos bigla ka magka-14.
Oo, oh, kasi diba, napaka-strict naman din nila yung mga...
Exactly, exactly. Pero alam mo, Beth, iisipin mo ha, kung yung ngayon, compared before, parang yung... parang adapt because of the social media, nakikita mo na lahat halos naguhubad na. Diba? Sa social media, they're not even celebrity, pero makikita mo talagang...
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Parang, exactly. Okay, normal na siguro.
A lot of things have changed already. And some exactly. of things I didn't know. Like, I don't know. Pagkausap ko minsan si Juday, or even si Dominic, like si Dom. When Dom and Bea were here, they visited me 2021. I was here, they were here during my baby shower. For Sloan. So, you know, like, sometimes I ask them, like, kamusta na mga taping? Kamusta na mga shooting sa Pilipinas or something? Because before, di ba, parang kami nag-taping kami ng 8 to 8. 8 ng umaga hanggang sometimes 10 o'clock the next day.
Oh, wow.
And considered yun na one day lang, ha? Hindi 2 days ang bayad mo dun. Kasi kahit na nag-overnight ka na. As in, wow. Yung taping mo, umagahan, magdamagan. Sabi niya, ay ate, iba na. Parang, ano, kumbaga may mga cut-off na. Sabi ko, inabutan ko yung cut-off. Pero pag hindi ka kasing sikat ni Judy Ann Santos, hindi ka pwede magbigay ng cut-off. Diba yung mga sobrang sikat?
Oo.
May cut-off sila na hanggang 2 a.m. lang ako ha. After 2 a.m., uuwi na ako. Yung hindi sila magpapaumaga. May cut-off talaga sila. And usually, mga elder, mga mas matatandang artista, like, let's say sila, mm-hmm. Gloria Romero, yung medyo may mga edad na, mm-hmm. inuuna yung mga eksena nila kasi may cut-off din sila kasi may edad na sila. Mm-hmm. Which is true. So, yung iba, yung mga support and all, sila yung kawawa kasi sila yung mga magdamag.
Hanggang madaling araw.
So, sabi naman nila, na iba na raw, so parang ginawa ng, you know, kung hanggang 2 o'clock lang, hanggang 2 a.m. lang. Yun yung cut-off for everybody.
Which is good.
Which is good kasi, I mean, parang discrimination din naman yun, di ba? Na parang,
oo, no?
Sila lang yung may karapatang mag-cut-off.
Mag-cut-off, tapos ikaw mag-
di ba? Yeah, parang, right. Ano yun? But ngayon, so, they're very good na daw in doing that, na, kumbaga, equally, distributed na. Kasi before, uunahin lahat ng eksena nung pinakabida. Kasi kailangan niya matapos agad. So, yung eksena mo, nakatenga ka lang, nag-iintay ka lang sa location na parang,
oh my God.
Aro, kaya ako makukunan. Bakit yung eksena ko, hindi pa, patakot kinol lang maaga, tapos hindi naman pala ako mag-taping agad. Eh, kasi inuuna lahat ng eksena nung bida, kasi sila yung unang uuwi. Pag natapos na yon, siya ka lang nila kukunan. The system before was like so not okay.
Pro, ano, pro for the star.
Oo nga. Parang okay, no?
Exactly. That's why, sabi ko nga, parang happy na rin naman ako. I mean, sometimes I miss it. Like, you know, parang, and it makes me feel good and it flatters me, like, if people reach out. Like, hey, we're actually gonna shoot a film dyan sa San Francisco or sa LA. Pwede ka ba? Ito yung role or something. Uy, thank you naman na naisip niyo pa rin ako or something. Actually, when I did, alam mo yung tinaping namin nung nasa New York pa ako. It's Kim Chu and Cien Lim. It's an ABS-CBN.
I think, oh, na-remember ko yun. Oh,
the Story of Us. The Story of Us.
Okay.
Oh.
The Story of Us. Yeah. Yun yung teleserye. Dude. I was called at the taping sa Queens. And I live in Forest Hills at the time. So, ang lapit ko lang. I can get there in like 20 minutes or something. So, they called me to be there at 8 a.m. Hindi ako nakunan until about 3 in the afternoon.
What?
Dumating ako doon, nakaayos na ako, naka-makeup na ako. Wala nang gagawin. Kumbaga, ready na ako to roll. I could have slept, I could have done something else. I could, sabi ko, sana in-on-call na lang ako na tawagan nyo na lang ako 1 hour before.
Malapit ka lang naman, di ba?
Malapit ko lang eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Makembot lang, nandun na ako eh. So, but then again, I mean, hindi mo naman din sila minsan masisisi, I guess, because, you know, there are some things that they're not in control of. Baka may nangyari or whatever or something. But, yun lang, sana sinabihan lang din nila ako ahead of time. Tapos yun, ganun din, natatapos yung taping. I think nag-taping ako for like a week. Tapos kami ng mga alas 5 ng madaling araw. Tapos
oh,
I have to go to my office work at 8 in the morning. Dahil wala akong tulog. Para akong zombie. But I had fun.
Oo. Oh, wait, so ganun pala talaga ang ano, no? Yung mm-hmm. yung schedule, no? Yung system, no? Parang nakapagod yun. Will you allow Sloan? Kung gusto niyang mag-artista?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll cross the bridge when I get there.
Oo nga, kasi nasa lahi eh, no? I'm sure yung husband mo din, di ba? I-allow yun? Or pag-uusapan niya? Kasi babae eh.
I know. Diba? Actually, yun nga, nagbibiroan. Like, oh, dali na si Sloan yan dito sa Pilipinas para makapag- commercial na o i-book na
start, na but tapos file actress.
Oh my God. I know.
Sabi ko, wag muna
masyado pang bata. Pero wait, what about yung coworkers mo? Aware, alam ba nila na you're a superstar so, yeah, in the Philippines?
I have some Filipino. Well, some of them, yung iba, yung mga dalawa o tatlong Pinoy who actually lived here or moved here nung bata pa sila. But because they have TFC, so, you know, they know, oh, kilala ko yan. And then, I think someone Googled me and then went to my Instagram. Tapos nakita nalang may blue tick. You have hundreds of thousands of followers? Who are you? And then I don't tell naman people who am I, not unless you ask me, or like, not unless i-open up nila yung, I heard you're an actress before, but I will never ever, simula nandito na ako, I will never ever put that in my resume. Or, or hindi ko naman siya babanggitin na, kasi some people have asked me, like, when I moved here and then I changed jobs, right? Parang, okay, so from 2009 that you moved to New York, what were you doing then when you were in Manila? Kasi wala yun sa resume.
Exactly. Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh, that's actually a good question.
A superstar.
Tapos,
I'm actually, just sabihin ko na lang din to. So I go, I'm an actress back home in the Philippines. And then I'll just say, because I'm Filipino. So I go, I was able to make a little name for myself back home. And so I go, some people still recognize me here or whatever. Oh my God, that's amazing. You should tell people that. So I'm going, no. I mean, I'm not going to be walking around in the office like, I used to be an actress back home.
Oh my God. Oh, you know what? You're hired.
Sure, you're hired. Diba? No, but
yeah. Paano yung Beth, yung isa mo pang love? Pagluluto, may time ka pa ba?
Oo nga.
Naku, day. Minsan wala na. Like lately, actually, I'm always, recently lang, again, since I'm not training for a race, so ang dami kong plano. So, I'm gonna go start baking again. At saka parang gusto ko kasi si Sloan na tumulong-tulong, makigulo sa baking, magkalat sa kitchen or something. Pero parang ang konti ng time ko. By the time na, you know, you work out in the morning, you wake up, you wake her up also, get her ready to go to daycare, and then get yourself to work. And then by the time you get home, maghuhugas ka ng mga pinagkainan na.
Oo nga.
Yung dinner niya and all, may laundry pa. Siyempre yung laundry niya, kaliliit, di ba? Oo,
oh, yeah, exactly.
Meron siyang sariling load. Tapos load ko pa. Load pa ng tatay niya.
Exactly. Grabe, nakakapagod, no? Dito sa Amerika. Ay,
isa lang sabi ko. I try to do, I try to cook on Sundays, Saturday, Sunday. So I make a bulk of food. Like, lahat ng gusto kong kainin for a week. Gawa akong sinigang, gawa ako ng munggo. And then, tapos adobo, yung mga magaling, magandang i-freeze or something. Uh-oh. Minsan kasi gusto ko sabaw. So, i-rotate ko na lang yun for the following week. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yung apat putahe, rotation na lang yun. Uulitin mo na lang yun. Hanggang sa maubos na siya. So, isang buong Sunday, like half day, pagkatapos namin mag-church or whatever, kung wala kaming plano by that afternoon. Actually, minsan Saturday pa lang, piniprep ko na siya. Lahat ng ingredients na kailangan i-cut or whatever. So, para pag Sunday, salang na lang lahat. Sabay-sabay na silang nakasalang. Ita-timing mo na lang. Kasi sabi ko nga, wala ka ng time na magpe-prepare ka or something.
Totoo.
Kailangan mo na lang talaga ng you just have to carve time to meal prep. And then
exactly,
that's it.
That's how it is. Pero yung husband mo, what's his name? I'm sorry. Adam. Ulit. Si Adam. So Adam, does he eat Filipino food?
Oh, yeah. He loves anything that's lumpia. Lumpiang gulay, lumpiang Shanghai. He loves lechon kawali, sisig, sinigang, bulalo.
Oh, wow.
Pag nagawa ako ng munggo, tapos naimoy niya na yung patis na nilagay mo na yung patis.
Wow.
Hate na yung bubuksan niya na lahat ng bintana. Bubuksan niya na lahat ng bintana. Oh my God, that's a fish sauce again.
How long have you been married, Beth?
I mean, I've known him since 2017, but we got married during COVID noong 2020. Wait,
wow.
Sorry. No, we got married. Oh my God, nakalimutan ko na. Kailan ba pinanganak si Sloan? 2021. Yeah, we got married 2021. Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
He proposed 2019, and then supposedly 2020 after Tokyo Marathon, kung natuloy, kung walang COVID nun, I was supposed to run Tokyo in 2020. Lahat nakaset na. We were going to Tokyo for a week. And then we were going to Phuket in Thailand for another week kasi gusto lang namin mag-bakasyon and all. we all had to cancel that in 2020. So, you know, everyone went to quarantine ng 2020.
Exactly.
And then 2021, parang, kasi we were waiting na parang, we were gonna plan a wedding. Paano ko naman magpa-plano ng wedding kung may COVID? So,
exactly.
Oo nga.
And then, we got pregnant through IVF ng 2021 when we did our transfer. So, sabi ko sa kanya, well, we're gonna have a baby anyway. So I was like, do you just want to get married? Let's just get married. So we got married. We had a Zoom wedding.
Both.
March, we got married March of 2021. We just had somebody from the county of San Mateo. And then one of his best friends, yun yung parang, you know, siya yung maggagawa ng papers and whatever. And then his best friend, one of his best buddies from Kansas City, from college, yun yung nag-officiate. Kumuha ng license to officiate. So he took a class kasi parang yun yung pinrami sa ata ni Adam sa kanya. When I get married, you're officiating my wedding, ha? So yun, siya nag-officiate. And then my half-sister who's in California, in LA, was one of the witnesses. Ang nakakatawa, this was a Zoom wedding. COVID wedding na nga siya, via Zoom. And yung, what's this? Yung guests mo are limited pa. We're only allowed Adam's set of parents.
Yung sa Zoom?
Sa Zoom, from his God. Side.
Okay.
And then my sister and my brother-in-law on my side. Yung mommy ko, naka-FaceTime from Manila, hindi naman siya makapasok doon sa Zoom namin. Kasi for limited people lang.
Hindi pa siya madami eh.
So my mom was just on FaceTime. Pinapanood lang niya yung yung ceremony over, yes, Zoom. So it was just so funny. So that's it. That was our wedding. We didn't really have a party. Hindi kami nag-celebrate or whatever. So, I mean, down the line, Sloan's already turning 2. So hopefully, we'll do like a belated wedding celebration, wedding. Siguro para like a destination wedding where we can actually, nice, have people come over and celebrate. Kasi hindi kami nag-reception eh. We never had a reception.
Oo, kasi may anong COVID nun. Sa Pilipinas ba? Or dito? Sa...
Dito lang din siguro. Oh. Sa
Amalfi ko?
Ay, we love. Nakapunta ka ba?
I've never been, but I really want.
Bago tayo mag-move on. Bago kay Adam, ano nangyari? Chos lang.
I mean, si Alex.
Nakilala namin si Alex. Diba? Ano nangyari?
Well, we were together for almost 7 years. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, tagal nun, ha?
Yeah.
Wow.
So basically, the whole time I was in New York, we were together. Well, you know, he's 5-6 years younger than I am. So siguro he's not like ready to settle down, and I get that. And at that time, he was actually busy with a startup that he started, like a startup business.
Oh, para sa tech siya, no, that.
Yeah, so you know, he was busy building that one, and then when I moved here, sabi ko nga sa kanya, my God, more than anybody else, ikaw dapat yung nag-move dito sa San Francisco because the Silicon Valley is here. All,
yes,
the,
exactly,
all the VC companies are here. All the you know, investors are here. You come down here. And more than anything, if you need to network, ikaw dapat yung nandito. Sabi niya, yeah, I'll follow you. He just kept saying that he's gonna come follow. But he never did. Like, even the first year that I was here, ako pa yung mas madalas pumunta sa New York than him,
oh, wow,
visiting me in here in the Bay Area. So parang ako pa yung maraming times na nagpunta sa New York just for us to be together. So I guess, you know, long distance relationship didn't really work.
It wasn't meant, diba?
So, and it was okay. Parang we're still friends actually when we broke up, and you know, he would still get in touch, text minsan, you know, just checking in. And even now that, you know, since I had Sloan, like sometimes he'll make comments on on Facebook na, oh my God, she's adorable or whatever. She's great. She's an angel or whatnot. So,
at least, no, naging amicable, no?
Oo.
Kasi iba parang, diba, may tension.
I've always been, in all fairness, sa past relationships ko, except for my ex-husband, most of them are all my friends. Like, we've always started in a good way. Kasi, especially like, if your boyfriends kung, like in the industry, like before with Nino Mulak and then with Romnick Sarmenta, two of the guys that I dated or have been together sa industriya. And show business is just a small industry. Magkikita at magkikita rin kayo. And then the circle's really very small. So you will, it's better na hindi kayo mag-aaway and at least amicable. You know me, I'm always like a peace, not a peacemaker, but I don't like having grudges or like...
Or no confrontations and negative vibes.
So, hanggat maaari kung pwedeng magkaibigan tayo, magkaibigan tayo. I remember, was it Ate Sharon's show? I think it was Ate Sharon's show or Chris Aquino's show. So we, Romnick and I actually guested because the topic was, can you be friends with your ex? That was the topic. Guest kaming dalawa. We were actually asked to guest in that one just to prove that you can be friends with your ex. So yeah, we guested in that one. Actually, sometimes... sa YouTube, kapag you Google Romnick or me, yung guesting namin sa show na yun.
Oh, mapanood nga. Mapanood nga yun. O, sabagay, no? Pero yeah. Paano mo na-meet ano, si Adam na ngayon?
You'll be surprised. Dating app.
Yay!
Oh, Jekas, tama yung ginagawa mo.
Diyan ako ngayon, yun ang gusto ko. That works for me. At saka may type ko eh. Parang may type.
Anong
app? Although it was like parang, it was vouched by a friend already. And then siguro nagkataon lang na nag-meet din sa, well, from the get-go, like in New York, di ba, parang you meet somebody, you just go to a bar or whatever, somewhere, somehow, you meet someone. That's kind of like the old way of meeting anybody.
Exactly.
And I'm also not into like blind dating or like just dating. Na yung, di ba nauso yung mga dating apps, Match.com and all these things. And actually one of my friends was like, why don't you try dating apps? Like, ooh, I don't like that. Because I don't even know what to say. Hindi ko alam kung sasabihin ko or something.
Yeah.
So sanay ako na pinakilala sa akin o kaibigan ng kaibigan.
Referral, trusted referral.
Exactly. Or like in the industry, kung katulad noon sa pag-artista, nakatrabaho mo and then you were able to spend time together, naging close kayo while filming or whatnot, which is, you know, very usual sa mga artista. So I was used to like that. Ayoko nang binablind date kasi parang ayoko nang surprise. Hindi naman sa ayoko nang surprise. It's just that I would rather have or know someone who's vouched for by somebody.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then here, I guess ito yung mga millennials kasi talaga, 'di ba? Parang it's so hard to find love. Kailangan busy. They're all career oriented and all even finding a relationship, you have to go through an app or whatever, this and that.
Swiping left and right.
Exactly. Oo, pa-swipe swipe na lang 'yung uso ngayon. Oo.
Swipe right and I don't even know what to do with it. And you, fun fact, I didn't date a lot. Adam was my first date on the app, and then that's it. I deleted the app.
What?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh my God, congratulations.
Kaya ako ngayon, nabot ako sa pag-subscribe eh. Kasi sabi ko, ano ba ito? Kailangan ko yata mag-subscribe.
Ang dami ng subscription ni James.
No, I know, parang, di ba that's the whole point of like yung dating apps is for you to like,
yeah.
Date.
To meet afterwards.
Exactly.
So, mag-date ka na mag-date and then from there, you kind of like filter it or whatever. But for me, kasi parang, eh, parang okay naman siya. And, you know, I had a great time. And, hindi ako mag-date na parang yung, I don't know. Siguro it's just me. I'm not comfortable in, today I'm meeting this one. And then tomorrow, I'm meeting someone for brunch and then another one for dinner.
May kaibigan kami ganyan marami.
Parehas tayo, Beth. Hindi ko kaya rin yun. Ako pagod. Parang ano, trabaho.
Parang fully booked
ako. You're putting yourself out there every time. Kasi simula lang naman yung online eh. Kasi ako, and then next level you chat, then text, then FaceTime. Kasi nga mahirap na makatfish. Kailangan makita mo kung
sino
ba siya. Totoo ba yan?
Exactly.
And then, And then hindi na nga anong ganito na hindi na yung ano, hindi na formal na dinner tayo. Wag na tayo magsayang ng time at pera. Let's just coffee saglit o ganyan. Yung ganun na lang ngayon, oo.
So with Adam, he was my first date and then I didn't date anyone after that. So we what we did is like we had drinks. We went to like a tiki bar, which is near my office. He chose a place. I said, where's your office? I go, this is my office. Oh, yeah. Oh, malapit lang din ako dyan. Well, I'll look for a bar that's walking distance. So it's like a block away from my office. So after work, went there. I met him. And we had drinks. And then after that, it was actually nakakatawa yung first date namin. And then after that, sabi niya, oh, I'm hungry. So I go, I know. I'm hungry too. Like, hindi kasi kami, syempre, hindi ka naman pwedeng drinks lang, di ba? So, I know, I'm so hungry. Sabi niya, I think there's a burger place around, there's an alley, yung super duper burger. I'm gonna bet you, sabi niya sa akin, I'm gonna bet you there's a super duper burger here. If there is, you're buying dinner. So I go, oh, I'm always around here, but I don't think there's a super duper here. Oh, I bet you there is. Alam niya pala yung lugar. True enough, there's a little alley over there and then there's andun yung burger joint. Yun dun yung super duper. I was like, oh, okay. So I treated him for dinner. So he, for drinks, he paid for drinks when we had drinks. And then for dinner, I paid for dinner. And then during dinner, you know, there's like a song that's playing in the background. And then I just parang started singing. Parang, you know, trying to sing along. Tapos sabi niya, do you like karaoke? That's what he asked me. So I go, okay. You're talking to the wrong person. I'm Filipino. Of course we love karaoke. He invented karaoke. That's what I told him. And then he was like, oh my God, I love karaoke. For a white person to say he loves karaoke.
Exactly.
Something. And then it was so random. Sabi niya, you want to go karaoke today? Like tonight? This was all unplanned. Like we only wanted to have drinks. Oh. And then, you know, parang ginawa na namin spontaneous. You want to go to a karaoke bar? Sure, let's go. So we did. We went to a karaoke bar. This was like Wednesday or Thursday, probably. It's not even a weekend. So it's a middle of the week. Parang school night ba? And yeah, we went there. It's funny because the karaoke joints here, ang gusto ni Adam na karaoke. Yung may stage, tapos may taong nanonood. Hindi yung
public. Hindi yung room per room.
Yung room. Ayaw niya. Okay.
Gusto niya may audience. Gusto niya may audience. Sabi ko talaga, oh my God, I've never met somebody who was like this. Na mas gusto pa niya yung may audience kesa ako.
Kesa sa'yo.
Audience. And there was like a long list of people before us. Na parang, I was already having another drink at the bar. And I was like, this is gonna take us forever kasi ang haba ng pila. Uh-uh. So Adam actually gave $20 para lang kasi you give a dollar for every song. So sabi niya, they call it a KJ, karaoke jock. KJ.
KJ mo naman.
Oh, KJ.
Binigyan niya ng $20 yung KJ just to bump both of us up top para lang mauna na kami. Kasi kung iintay, Daya, abutin na kami ng
madaling araw. Hindi ka makapasok the following day.
Before our time. So, finally, I sang. And then he was taking it. Actually, hanggang ngayon, nasa phone pa niya yung video na first time na nag-karaoke kami. And then, after that, kanta din siya. He actually sang parang a rap or whatever. Jump Around, which is actually fun kasi everyone was like singing and dancing and with him. And we had a great time. Uber kami. And then we split up. I took the Bart home and he was staying in the city. It was a fun night. So, parang, you know, very spontaneous at the same time na we just started with drinks and then we ended up having dinner. And then after karaoke kami. So,
I thought umabot ng ano, di ba yung iba na sa frontal, umabot na kayo, you're watching the sunrise together.
Okay naman yan. Gusto ko sana ng ganun pero sa
akin.
May pasok.
Pero, Beth, nakakakilig yung kwento mo. Is it safe to say that you were smitten on your first date?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. For me kasi, I guess the first thing is comfortable and also like, you just had a great time naturally. So parang yung friendship na parang mag-start kayo as friends or whatever. Kasi tapos, importante sa akin ng sense of humor. Pag hindi ka nakakatawa, ayoko itang kasama. Hindi naman sa ayoko itang kasama. But, you know, it would be better if you have a
friend. Nakakatawa, no?
Horrible na ganun.
Maganda ba ko ang boses?
Ay, oo!
In fairness, ah, yes. Ate singer.
Oo, kumakanta si Adam. And then, what's this? So yeah, we just started like that. I guess, kasi nga sabi ko, coming from a super long relationship, like what? Almost seven years with the ones prior to that. So I was very careful also na you're not just doing like, you know, parang rebound or whatever.
Exactly.
So more of like, let's start as friends. Let's hang out. Kung nag-enjoy naman tayo and then this leads to something, go! So from then on, we started doing like, we watched a movie, and then we went to dinner. Nag-dinner na kami, yung totoong dinner na magandang Italian restaurant. And then, nagpunta kami sa parang sa mini golf. You know, fun things to do. You know, there's a lot of fun things to do naman in San Francisco. And then we signed up for a half marathon together, and we trained together. Nag-train kami.
Oh, at least, wow. Nagkikita kami.
Nagkikita kami during training. So, after work, he would tell me or he would text me, are you gonna run today? Magkikita ba tayo sa training run or whatever? So, yeah, I'll be there. So, I'll see you. And then, of course, after training, gutom ka. Halika, kaya tayo. We're gonna have to eat. So, magdi-dinner din kami. So, it became like that until like, you know what? This is made for us, like this relationship or whatever. I think it was best that we started as like parang, you know, as friends, like we started now. And hindi yung first date nyo palang nag-chorba na kayo. Or
exactly. I was about to ask you, like, chorba agad.
Chorba, chos. Inalam talaga.
What's that?
Inalam talaga. So, ang ganda no kasi,
kailan diba? Kailan daw kayo ng chorba?
Matagal pa. Kumbaga, baka mga naka more or less 10 dates or whatever bago pa nag-ganda.
Oh, at least ang tagal. Babaeng Pilipina si Beth.
Oo.
Yeah.
Nakahawak sa dito, ganyan. No?
Nakahawak sa may ganyan. Babaeng Pilipina ako.
Eh kasi siyempre, diba, I'm not also, and I'm actually 2 years older than Adam. What's this? And you know, like I'm not getting any younger. I was in my 40s na parang I'm not here to like F around and just like, exactly. You know, and play around or whatever. Na parang I would want to find somebody that I could start a family with, that's actually gonna be like serious with me and all. So, you know, I just wanted to, and I don't also want to be like dating a lot of people na parang sabi ko nga, if I can stick with one and I'm happy and you know he's happy with me, we make each other happy and okay naman kami, we have a good relationship, para kaming barkada, we're best friends and all, then that's great. I wouldn't ask for
yun ang gusto ko, yun ang goal ko din, yung I genuinely want to find someone I want to hang out with.
Exactly.
Yung walang effort, yung just like, yeah, let's go out. Yung ganun.
Yung game lang siya sa lahat. Oh. Game. Kasi parang mo siyang barkada.
Barkada. Importante yun, no? Yung
kahit ano. Pwede mo alam gawing jowa yung barkada mo, di ba? Gagawin mo. I have a lot of my gay friends back in New York. I call them my gay husbands. Kasi I would find, even before, you know, they're the perfect husband for me. Kasi you get along very well when we travel together. I always tell this to people na you would know, even with my pamangkin, sa mga relationships nila, like si Dom and si Bea, the very first time that they traveled, so you would know a person, jowa mo, kaibigan mo, katrabaho mo, once you start traveling together.
Totoo yan.
You will know the person kasi kanya-kanya kayo ng trip eh.
Exactly.
Ganun nga ito malalaman. Yung
malalaman kung okay kayo. Like pag, like all of my friends, my running friends, and then we go on a runcation. Pagkatapos ng marathon, mag-travel kami. Like when we did London Marathon, we went to Morocco, we went to Marrakesh. So we went to Casablanca. We had a private tour, and there's like 12 couples or whatnot. we had an amazing time kasi swak kaming lahat. Kahit na iba yung mga trip namin. Minsan, you don't always have to be together. Minsan, meron yung kasama sa trip na, oh, may pupuntahan daw sa ganito. Ayoko niyan, pasta ko dyan. Hindi ko trip yan. Okay. Uh-oh. Yung there's no bad blood na ang arte naman nito, ayaw sumama.
Exactly.
Ano lang, good vibes lahat. Tapos
dapat mga trip. Okay lahat. Cool.
Yeah. So, that's the good thing. So, lahat ng mga kaibigan ko ganoon. And sabi ko nga, you gauge and you know the people you are with when you start traveling together. Kasi doon mo makikita yung totoong ugali na mga mo na parang, oh my God, ang hirap naman palang kasama nito.
Totoo, no, Jake?
So, ang ganyan, di ba? So, you know, I see you guys, you always travel together. You seem yes. like the besties together. So,
oo. Feeling ko magkakasundo tayo, no? Pag naka-travel natin to. Kasi ano rin kami, fun, chill. Pag trip nung isa, go? Sige, go. Basta walang arte, go lang.
Hindi mo gusto, hindi mo gusto.
Exactly, parang it's walang okay. pressure. Walang exactly, pressure, no? Pressure.
Ayaw mong sumama, diwag. Magkita na lang tayo mamaya over dinner. Sana yeah. dinner. Gantong oras, okay, I'll meet you there. Okay?
Yun. Okay, diba? Ayun, masarap kang kasama kasi may ibang ano eh, may mga nakasama okay, na kami dati na.
Ayaw ko yan. Kasi gusto ko yung ano, sabi ko, ang arte naman ito. Sarap ko routine sa singit.
We will exactly. not travel together again.
You know? Oo, parang last na to, promise.
Hope natin yan ha, hindi na siya invited sa next. Kasi nga, but yeah, so all of us, it's good, like what Jacob was like saying, na it's good to find someone that you can hang out with. Yung, parang minsan, pagkagising namin ni Adam, sa umaga parang, what do you want to do today? So, I don't know. Do you want to go for brunch? Yeah, I feel like having... Minsan, we finish each other's sentences. Remember the bacon in, ano?
Oh!
Diba? I got the bacon. Yung tipong gano'n. So, you know, and then, minsan, out of the blue, no, parang, we should go to Tahoe. We should drive to Lake Tahoe and just, you know, mag-Airbnb na lang tayo doon. O sige, minsan, biglang. Tingin ka sa Airbnb. O sige, tara, let's go. Sa mabilis na impake, kasama yung aso, wala pa si slow noon.
Oh.
And then, you know, so para lang kayong magbarkada na gusto mong mag-backpack, mag-backpacking tayo sa ganito, gusto mong mag-hiking tayo sa ganyan. Yung things that you would do with your friends,
exactly.
you can do with him also.
Mag-swap lang din kayo talaga. Alam mo yon.
And also, uh-oh. I have, ang nakakatuwa, because he also has things that he just does by himself. Like, he loves poker. He loves playing poker. So sometimes he goes to Vegas to join poker tournaments.
Oh, wow. Uy, wow.
I don't have anything against it. Na parang, even before I met him, I know that he likes. And he told me na, oh, I love doing tournaments. But hindi yung gambling addict na.
Exactly.
Trabaho ka po, so hindi ka pwedeng mag-anong. Ano lang, hobby na minsan.
Hobby lang.
Minsan kasi may World Poker Tournament, diba? Yung WSOP. Sa Vegas, and he just likes joining in. And the good thing about it is he's good at it. You know, out of like 3,000 people or 3,000 players in a 3-day tournament, he made it to the top 10 or top 15.
Wow! Ganun siya kagaling?
So sabi ko, okay lang. Eh, kung I mean, sometimes like it's break-even, sometimes he'll make a little bit of money here and there. But it's more for him like it's something that he really likes.
For so, pleasure,
niya,
ano, yung
kasama ka niya, inengganyo ko rin niya para you'll get into it? And...
No, so this is the thing, like, I let him do it. Like, sometimes he'd ask me, you know, go to Vegas, or, you know, I'll go to the tournament, and you can do whatever. I can have a massage, I can watch a show, I can do whatever, but, you know, I don't want him stressing out na, it's okay. That's kind of like your boy thing, because yeah, I do that also. Like, when I go... Sometimes I run marathons. It's very selfish of me if I drag him to, you know, pupunta ako ng ano ha, ng Sedona kasi tatakbo ko ng half marathon doon. Do you wanna go? Kasi wala naman siyang gagawin, mag-cheer lang din siya or whatever.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ano kung ayaw naman niya mag-cheer? Mahal pa kasi kukuha ng
ang cool niyo.
Oh, cool.
Secure kayo na, okay, I'll do, we love doing things together, but at the same time, it's okay that we do things on our own.
Exactly. Like, I don't care. Like, sometimes they tell me, it's like, babe, is it okay? I'm going to go to Vegas on this month. Like, he'll tell me beforehand. I don't think we have anything in our calendar. Like, there's really nothing big or we're not going anywhere. I was like, yeah, sure. Go. Sure. Go.
Wow. Walang trust issues.
Oo, kasi minsan, di ba, parang minsan, gusto, okay din yun na, oh, you'll miss each other. 3 days din kayo.
Exactly.
Sometimes I go to New York by myself. Like, oh, it's someone's birthday or whatever. And, or may race or something like that. Sorry, gusto nang sumama.
Ay!
Oh my God, how cute!
Oh my God.
Wait, anong name? I forgot. The
bitch of the name. Hi, Lily.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog, Besh?
It's a Bernedoodle. It's a Bernese Mountain Dog and a Labradoodle mix.
Bernedoodle.
Oh my God.
Kita mo gusto na niya maging star, makita sa TFC.
May Instagram page to eh.
Oh, ba? Oh. Talaga naman.
Pati
ano, no? May aso, yung aso celebrity din.
Yeah. Oh, parang may 1,000 followers na yata siya.
Wow. Oh, sige, pa-follow namin.
Kanina pa niya ako ginaganon, siya sabi niya, pansinin mo naman ako.
Sabi na tama na yan.
Oo, parang pakita, ako din naman, gusto ko magpakita sa ano. Uh-oh. Pero Beth, kumusta kang mother, at saka kumusta siyang father, si Adam?
You know what, I told people this one na parang, I've always taken care of my pamangkins before. Like sila Dominic, yung mga pamangkin ko when I was still in Manila. Kasi bunso ako sa family namin. So when I had my first pamangkin when I was 12, I was super excited. Kasi para akong, maging ate ako for the first time. Kasi I will be able to take care of someone younger than I am. So the good thing is like, I mean, hindi siya sa akin. Pero parang minsan sinasabi ko, kulang na nga lang ako nagluwal dyan sa mga pamangkin ko eh. Because I love them so much. And tawag nila sa akin ate, hindi tita. Because we were close with age. I mean, I was 12 when I had my first nephew. So, para lang kami magbubarkada pag magkakasama kami. And then, I was telling Dominic, when we were in Tokyo, sabi ko, you know what? Being a mom of Sloan or something, like being a mom, na nanay na talaga ako ha, hindi yung dahil sa inyong mga pamangkin ko, sabi ko, like half of the time, like 50% of the time, I'm winging it. It's a trial and error for me. Like, you're just winging everything now, hoping it works, right? Like, how am I going to make sure that she's going to grow up to be a good baby or a good daughter or whatever? I mean, you can only do so much. You can only teach them so much. And sabi ko nga, whatever it is, I think I'm doing enough. I wanted to think that I'm doing enough. For her, I just want her to be happy. I always, you know, lagi sa akin, her happiness, and she's healthy. Every time I see her, as long as parang nakikita ko happy siya, and she's just like learning and all these things. Like, ngayon, ang plano ko is like, every weekend, like, where do you want to go? Like, you know, we went to the zoo last weekend, and then I always take her out. We always have like our mommy and daughter bonding time, even if it's just going to the park. Or doing some crafts, and I'm not really like crafts, I'm just like doodling and scribbling. Just trying to find time and make time with her. Sabi, and then when I actually bought, when she was still a baby, actually, hindi pa siya pwedeng mag-stroller run noon. Bumili ako ng stroller that's really for running. It's a running stroller.
The jogger.
So, kasi iba yung suspension niya, pang trail talaga. So I brought her. I was running with her. Some of my miles when I was training is stroller miles. I go with her sa trails. So we'll do like 45 minutes to like an hour run outside. And she likes it. She likes seeing all the birds also if you go on a trail. And then I always like just chat with her. Are you doing okay, Sloan? Are you doing okay over there? And she's like, you're going to lunch. I think she's having a great time. But now, sabi ko nga, she's getting bigger. Ang bigat na niya. Ang hirap niya nang itulak sa stroller.
Yeah,
ang cute. So, now na, yung pinupuntahan pa naman namin na trail, it's like rolling hills. So just like pushing her on rolling heels, like, oh my God, it's like double the effort. But you know, whatever time that we could give her and spend time with her, I think that's the most important thing.
And, spoiler ka kaya, tingin mo?
Feeling ko. Minsan sabihin ko sa kanya, you can't have that. Sige na nga, yan na nga. Ang bilis kong kausap. No. Sasabihin ko, no, you can't have that. Oh, sige na nga.
Are you gonna teach her Tagalog then?
Oh yeah, I talk to her in Tagalog.
Talaga? Oo.
Pero akong subtitle. So if I talk to her, sabi ko, do you wanna eat? Gusto mo nang kumain? So doble. So para talaga siyang subtitle.
Subtitle, totoo.
So, and then like my mom, I always tell her like, you call, that's Lola. It's not grandma, that's Lola. That's my mom. But of course, yung grandma niya sa daddy side, that's grandma. So tawag niya sa mami ko, Lola. Lola, that's Lola. And then sometimes I talk to her na parang Taglish. Oh my God, Sloan, be careful. You're gonna get bukol. Even Adam sometimes, what's that? What's bukol?
Is Adam trying to learn Tagalog or nah?
It's funny, they're learning together.
Exactly. Yun ang awas about to say. Para silang natututo.
Both of them are. So if I talk to Sloan in Tagalog and then he hears it, wait, what's that? What did you just tell her? I told her like this. Like, ah, so dalawa silang tinuturuan ko na.
So hopefully, naging teacher ka ba?
Hopefully, sabay silang matuto ng Tagalog. Diba? Oh
my God. Alam mo, gusto ko yung... When are you planning to come to
New York? Nandito ka pa rin. Ano ba?
Ayoko, no.
Alam mo ba kasi, barkada-barkada na namin si Rachel Alejandro din dito.
Nagka-cocktails
kami, oo.
Oh, that's good.
Ano ka, ka di ba? Lahat tayo magaganda.
Si Jekas ang pinaka-muse.
Exactly. Ikaw ang
pagpunta mo rito ha, Rachel. Let's go out. Kung sana kasama din si Sloan and si Adam. Pero,
yes. I mean, I always imagine nadala namin si Sloan sa Tokyo. That was her first international trip. So we were thinking that, oh my God, it's gonna be bad because of the jet lag and all. But she was amazing. She was an angel baby. She did great. And she had the best time with my mom because it was the first time that my mom saw her. So, you know, so my mom was there. My brother was there. My sister-in-law. Two of my pamangkin, si Dom at si Jeff. So a lot of my Manila contingent showed up at the Tokyo Marathon, which made it super special. So, ang saya. And, you know, sabi ko, dinala namin si Sloan sa Disneyland. So, it was her first Tokyo Disneyland trip. She loved it. She loved Disneyland. Actually, fun fact again, Adam's never been to any Disneyland, even here in America.
What? So,
pareho sila ni Sloan, first time in America.
Enjoy.
Was he wearing the ears?
Wow. That of course the Mickey Mouse ears. Yes, they have to. It's sabi ko ay, did you really go to Disneyland if you don't have the Mickey ears headband?
The Mickey ears, exactly.
Have to. Kailangan mo may. Kasi ako I've been to all the Disneylands: Hong Kong, Tokyo, Europe, yeah, and Paris, and then the one in Anaheim in LA. Actually, hindi ko pala napupuntahan is Disney World in Florida.
But the
diba? Oh, wow. So sabi ko, oh, well, it's gonna be fun. All of us will go there together. Maybe 1 week coming nasa Disneyland.
Oo, nasa Disney, sa Disney World, no?
Trying to finish the parks there, diba? So,
nakakapagod, pero sige. Pero ano ha, Beth, ha, promise ha, pagpunta mo dito, ha,
you have Jetty, to.
Pag
ka konti sa actual trip mo.
Yeah, of course, of course. Actually, the last time, remember we were texting each other
noong
November?
Yes, in November,
when I was there,
yes,
for the marathon. I mean, it was super quick because I think I took a red-eye flight. Nang ganyan ako eh. I usually take a Thursday night red-eye flight, arrive New York early morning ng Friday, work from New York Friday kasi ayoko masayang yung PTO.
Yung PTO.
I will work from New York on Friday. And then Saturday, I only have 1 day to actually, like, you know, hang out with friends. And then Sunday was the marathon, noong November that I was there. Sunday was the marathon. Pagkatapos ng marathon, nakita ko lang yung mga kaibigan kong nag-cross ng finish line. All right, goodbye, congratulations. I went straight to the airport already because I had a flight. Yung flight ko nang pabalik was like 6 p.m. New York time. And then I will get here like around 11 or like 12 o'clock yata na
madali. Grabe, no? Sana mahabaan mo.
Sa work, kaya sa ko, oh my God. Usually, if I'm there, I always tell my friends na, like sila Aris, di ba? Sabi ko, my God, every time galing ako New York, I need another vacation from that vacation.
From the vacation. Oo.
Ano tayo, kay Aris, yung Google Room?
Sa Google Room.
Oh, sarap. Ang sarap.
Oo, ang ganda.
Nakapunta ka na, di ba? Ng Google Room.
Yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Actually, when they haven't opened yet, kami yung mga, kami nila Sloan, nung when we went there last year, kami yung mga first testers ng pagkain na isa-serve nila. So, this is what we're serving. So, kami yung nag-taste test. Ako, okay, go. Pasok sa menu to.
Ang galing. Promise, Beth, ako excited na tuloy ako ma-meet na ulit. Oh my God, pasensya na. Diyos ko, 12 o'clock na pala dito sa... 12 na pala dito. Oo nga, 1.5 hours na.
Much to Beth, no?
I know. Thank always. You so much, Beth. Thank you so much. No, so, okay na yan si Beth. At saka,
it's always great chatting with you guys.
I know. And next time, siguro para pagpunta mo rito, sana si Rach, no? Si Rachel.
Oh.
Nandito rin para let's all go out and inom. Mm. Yeah.
What? Sabi ko nga, I have to make a trip there just because yung Here Lies Love. I mean, I've seen Here Lies Love nung una na sama yun, yung sa Soho pa lang sila. I don't know if you guys seen it the very first time.
Yeah, eh.
It was a small theater in Soho. Was it in Soho? It was in Soho. Nandiyan pa ako noon. I actually was still in New York when they had it. They had a run of Here Lies Love ng para mga 1 week lang or something. So we were able to watch it. And then now, that they're gonna play it abroad.
Full-fledged, yes. Ano talaga, no?
Yeah, it's the first all-Filipino Broadway show. So, syempre, support tayo sa mga Pinoy kababayan natin. So, hopefully, opening night nila, kung may makuha akong ticket, bahala na. And I will try to go there and watch the show. And hopefully, we could all get together.
Yes, no. Wow. Ano na yan? Done deal. Definitely. Pag sinabi mong, Jess, I'm flying on this. Okay, fine. Okay. Anong date ka pwede? Kasi I'm sure you will, imi-meet mo lahat ng daming nakaabang for sure. Nakapila
dami
na friends mo.
Dami na friend mo dito eh.
You know, that's a good thing. Sabi ko, may pamangkin. Even, they've noticed it. Like sila Dom, sabi nga nila, ate, you're very good at, you're very good at choosing, not naman choosing people, but like choosing your tribe. That's the term that they use. Choosing your tribe. Kasi they've seen them. Like we've hang out like when we were in Tokyo. They're all good people. All of my friends in New York are all good people. And then all the friends that I made here in San Francisco are all good people. Sabi ko nga eh, I'm always grateful. Sobrang thankful ako kasi, you know, binibigyan ako ni Lord na mabuting tao.
Marunong ka mamili. Ibig sabihin.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, mega. Diba, Jessie?
Yeah. Hindi kasi ako marunong.
Jessie, natututo na yan eh.
Oo, natututo na ako. Natututo na ako.
Ano lang, makilala lang ngayon. Best friends na ngayon. Forever.
Kasi feeling ko lahat ng tao mabait eh. Ewan ko ba, Diyos ko Lord. Pero marunong na ako ngayon.
All the people have, for sure, they have like good intentions naman. I think at the beginning, that's the purpose, diba? Good intentions, and then later on you will see naman. But ako, sabi ko nga, swerte lang din ako. I'm sure I've dealt with people who are not okay, but I know how to distance myself naman from people who are like that. And I'm just really blessed na, you know, I get to hang out and with really maayos na tao. At saka hindi nakakahiyang ipakilala sa ibang tao. Like sila Ate Sharon became friends with my friends from New York. She calls them like her New York, you know, posse, like her tribe also.
Oh, wow.
Then, Judai, I've met them couple of times, plenty times, and she only has good words for all of my friends from New York and here in San Francisco. So sabi ko nga, for those people who knows Ate Sharon and Sila Judai na, you know, mabibilang mo lang din naman sa daliri mo sa kamay mo yung mga kaibigan, yung totoong kaibigan.
True. In one hand lang actually.
Kami, ganun din eh. Like, sa mga artista ba, ilan lang sila, sino lang mga kaibigan ko? Sa Judai, sa Ate Sharon, very few who are super close to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are like all non-showbiz now. And that's how we roll. And just that's just how we kind of like, you know, I guess how we open our lives to other people na, oo, open book naman kami sa lahat ng tao, pero we still kind of filter the people that we really let in. Yung pinapapasok talaga namin sa buhay namin. So, just luck. We have those
exactly
around us. So, super happy for that. Yeah.
Kaya maraming salamat ha. I mean, I hope like you let us, oh! Nakagano na siya.
Oo nga.
Oo. Let us into your life too and we will also vice versa kasi alam namin maganda talaga ang vibes ni ano eh. Ang ganda ng aura mo and vibes. You've always been a kind and very warm person. Oh. That's why love na love ka ng naming tatlo dito na sa Ugat.
Salamat.
Maraming salamat,
Beth. Yeah, and before we let you go, Beth.
Yes.
Anything you want to say to sa lahat ng mga global fans mo pa rin all over the world. Your last message to everyone.
Thank you guys for tuning in and hope you had a great time with our Chikahan session today. If you just want to follow me along, you can always follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, I think on Facebook. Pero wag na po sa Facebook. Yung Facebook ko pang mga family ko lang yun. Family and friends. Really good friends. Instagram. Just want to follow us. You can see Lily there. You can see Anon. Just our running adventures and all my friends and our trips. So, thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. And hopefully, maybe one of these days you'll have a couple of projects, diba?
Yeah. I mean, I missed one, but just because of scheduling. But hopefully, you know, we'll have another one.
Marathoner na Pinay. Pasok na pasok.
Exactly. I'm sure because you know Sibyl, right? Sibyl Santiago.
Oh,
she's a friend eh. So I'm sure inako ikakast ka niyan. Oh my God. Sisibil ba sabi?
Dati siyang, it's such a small world. Dati siyang roommate ng gay husband ko sa New York, si James.
Really?
They were roommates before, yeah.
Oh, small world. That's
why I met Sibyl.
Yeah. Mukhang cool din naman si Sibyl din eh.
Sobra. Super cool chick, sobra. My God, thank you so much, Beth. Maraming salamat.
Hi, Lily. Thank you very much for watching. Yes. And don't forget to share this episode amongst your friends and family. Also, mga kaugat, follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And also, thank you very much, TFC subscribers. And also, FYE channel Kumunizens in Kumu. Thank you for watching. And of course, our friend, Miss Beth Tamayo. Thank you very much for the great catch-up and great conversation as always. O, diba? Ayan, maganda tayo. Mag-last toast tayo, guys.
Yes.
Yan. Amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it.
Over a glass or two. Hi, Beth. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye, Lily. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh,